Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Cole Prisabella, the Director of Innovation and Business Assistance for Tuolumne County, is joining us in studio. We're getting an update on economic development happenings in Tuolumne County. Big thing we're talking about right now is kind of the county's direction when it comes to business assistance and economic development. During the last segment, you talked a lot about laying out the plan and taking in the data. You know, is there also a situation where a lot of times companies will use computers to kind of plan their next steps, and how does that kind of transform into what you're doing as well?
Right. So this is something that comes up a lot when you say, okay, I'm going to call a business and invite them to Tuolumne County, right? And so one of the first calls I made was we were talking about this idea of attracting Tesla to bring more chargers to Tuolumne County so then we can work with Visit Tuolumne to attract more Bay Area potential Tesla drivers. And it was a very funny call. We talked on the phone. I said, well, you should put some chargers here, maybe here. We just put out this plan through Tuolumne County Transportation Council targeting some really good potential spots. And the Tesla contact said, well, hold on. We've known where we wanted to put chargers for the past 5 years, probably because we have better data, and we use algorithms and map and essentially AI. And so while I welcome your input, we already knew we were going to put it. So why don't you just help us when we get to the process? And I said, okay, great. And so really, it was this first, really just confronts you with a lot of big businesses are not making decisions on a personal level. It's all done through algorithms and through data. And so this is where I come to that point on why it's so important to target key industries and key businesses into key industries so that we can get around this idea of businesses not making data decisions. And so that's why on one of the final notes is that really what we're doing is targeting private businesses that have a board of directors or a small core group that make decisions without algorithms. So that's a really key important part of this whole campaign idea for attraction.
That first topic, hospitality and tying into tourism, have you looked at kind of like neighboring counties like Mariposa County and our county as to how different counties are bringing in money, and are we similar in that path?
Right. Well, actually, let's just talk about our key neighbor on tourism, and that's Mariposa County. And there is a huge difference in TOT revenue at a county level. This last year, we probably made about $4.5 million in TOT for Tuolumne County. And we have about 32% of the traffic going into Yosemite National Park, which means just in July of 2019, 81,000 cars drove through Groveland and into that Big Oak Flat entrance into Yosemite National Park. So that's a huge amount of number, 32%. Mariposa County TOT revenue last year, they're pushing $21 million. If we could have $21 million of TOT revenue, think about this deficit problem we've been having and kind of the services that Tuolumne County residents want. Talk about a way to really work on going the opposite way of adding community services or really maintaining those community services. So it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah, how do you tap into that extra revenue? Is it just hotels or is other services as well?
So TOT really comes from hotels and potentially with this ballot measure, RVs and campgrounds are going to be added to it if the voters approve it. But right now, as it currently is, it's a hotel driven and Airbnb driven essentially.
And then natural resources. We all obviously have a lot of federal land surrounding Tuolumne County here in Tuolumne County. You know, how do you kind of tap into that potential market as well?
Right. The idea of a natural resources manufacturing company and then getting more specific on who we are trying to attract in that manufacturing business is really important because I see it as a key partner for our county in forest management and forest mitigation because there are a key group of natural resources and manufacturing businesses that only look at low value and no value timber. So these are essentially think your bark beetle trees, your trees that have fallen or have been stricken by drought. And so they can be a huge partner. The United States Forest Service has said that within a 50-mile range of Tuolumne County, there's 585,000 acres of natural resources that need extracting that are in that category of low and no value. So this is a going forward, this could be a huge partner for the county.
You mentioned one of the indicators, you know, having a company desirable that fits into the community. How do you determine something like that?
Right. That one's a little bit harder because a lot of the questions that or the data that we've been given where we talk about wages and employment trends are very data driven. Community fit is a much more a feeling, and that comes from it's not a feeling of my decision. It's based on conversations with constituents, business leaders, county leaders, and really an overall discussion. It's very similar to the We Are Tuolumne County event. It's just really understanding what the community feels.
And then the idea of attracting more senior care. We do have an older population in Tuolumne County. Is the idea, too, to attract more people who may be retiring to come up to this area?
The retirement community is definitely, I think, an asset to Tuolumne County. They have the disposable funds. They have that ability to go about and kind of utilize our services and maybe attract their families. So I do think the retirement community is a good portion of this idea of how do we also attract.
Yeah. Also want to ask you about, there was a big broadband conference that occurred about a week ago. I was on hand. It was at the Black Oak Casino Resort. A lot of good speakers came and spoke. What was kind of the purpose of putting this on?
One of the big, I wouldn't say hampers to a business attraction is this idea of broadband and having reliable internet service. But one of the biggest portions of this broadband conference was to also show that there is a lot of access in Tuolumne County to broadband. Now, when you start to get to what's this called last mile, where we get out into the farther neighborhoods and subdivisions that are a little bit farther out of town, yes, we do start to have really big problems, and that's what this conference can work towards. But the other point of it is to make sure that businesses understand that essentially 70% of Tuolumne County, you can get 100 megabytes per second down. That can really actually run a business fairly well, or a family can feel very comfortable, especially a millennial family with multiple screens. And so it's really, the conference was about educating business leaders, county leaders, and those state organizations that do funding and policy about what is important in our county.
I was surprised with the speaker from the USDA. There really is a lot of federal grant money out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of federal grant money out there for broadband infrastructure, but we have one problem where we need to create a broadband plan first. And our neighboring county, El Dorado County, spent $70,000 on a broadband plan. And it's another one of those, why are we creating and spending money on studies to get more money? But what came out of this conference was actually really good, where we are probably going to use our Memorandum of Understanding between the counties that we work with to then maybe let's split this idea of a broadband plan. Let's make it more of a regional broadband plan so not one county is spending all that money and making it more of an attractive piece for utilities to invest money in our counties.
Because most of the surrounding counties are having the same issues of having pockets that need to be identified and
absolutely
built.
If you look at the California broadband interactive map, you can see that the Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Mariposa counties, we all are very similar in we have a core where you can have a fairly good internet service, but the moment you get out of towns, that's where we start to get in problems. And that's the last mile is so important because that's where that communications for emergency services is. That's where the communication between Office of Emergency Services and the CAL FIRE. So it's really important that we talk about how do we encourage utilities to expand outside of, now I'm using another term, middle mile, which is kind of where we are at with the city of Sonora, Columbia, and back downtown or back down to the valley.
You see it as tying into tourism as well, people who come to this area and expect these broadband services?
Absolutely. Thank you for throwing me that story, because I gave this story at the conference, which was really amazing. I was reading online that a group from the Bay Area had rented a car that uses essentially technology to communicate with the business about how far they've driven, how long they've driven. And so it's essential that they have access to internet. And they got to their Northern California destination. It wasn't specific, but we could relate. They got to their destination, turned off their car, went on their hike, got back to their car, and their car could not communicate with the business. And so they were stranded for about 7 hours until a tow truck came where they could get service again and turn the car on. So yes, broadband is hugely important for tourism too.
And we need to take one more break. We're joined in studio this weekend by Cole Prisabilla, who is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by the new city administrator for the city of Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga. She'll be joined as well by City of Sonora Mayor Jim Garaventa. We'll get an update on all things happening in the city of Sonora and learn a little bit more about the new city administrator. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment with Cole Prisabilla is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.